What is up, everybody? This is your main man, Tyler, here at the Around the Bases podcast, here to recap another day of conference tournament action, as well as get the recap, on the two West Coast conference games that happened earlier. Well, it is Friday now, but LMU fell to St. Mary's, so we'll start there in the West Coast Conference. Like I said, LMU, Loyola Marymount, lost to St. Mary's to fall two games behind them in the West Coast Conference standings with three to go. And Santa Clara took down San Diego to stay one game back of St. Mary's, so it's still a three-horse race going into the final 2 days of conference play for them. And we'll do the Big West. We'll have the Cal State Fullerton plays Long Beach State, so we'll have that. It is part of the recap for tomorrow's episode. But Southland tournament, Southeastern will play for the title game on their home field with a 6-1 victory over Incarnate Word. They only need to win one on Friday, which is today. Bella Perez's RBI triple in the eighth kept McNeese's title hopes alive in a 4-3 victory over Nichols. And Incarnate Word did it again, holding off McNeese's furious rally in the seventh to get the 8-7 victory and advance to the championship for another shot at the host, Southeastern Louisiana. So the schedule for the day, if you will, is Southeastern Louisiana, the 2 seed, will take on 4 seed Incarnate Word at 1 o'clock on ESPN+. Now, should Southeastern Louisiana win that game, they are the champions. Now, if Incarnate Word wins that game, there'd be an if-necessary game played later that day on ESPN+. Moving on down to the SWAC tournament, Bethune-Cookman rode 3 runs in the first inning to knock out Texas Southern in a 3-1 victory. Charity Bibbs and Alabama State stranded a runner on third, knockout Prairie View A&M in a 3-2 victory. Jackson State clinched their spot in the championship with a 5-3 victory over Florida A&M. And then Alabama State kept their season alive with a 4-1 victory over Bethune-Cookman. So the schedule for the SWAC tournament. Seed Alabama State will take on East 1 seed Florida A&M at 11:30 in the morning. Then the winner of that game will take on East 2 seed Jackson State at 3:30 on the SWAC Digital Network or YouTube. If Jackson State wins that game, the Tigers are the champions. If the Alabama State Florida A&M winner wins that game, they'll play an if-necessary game on Saturday to determine the SWAC champion. Moving on to the Atlantic Sun Tournament, Shannon Glover's 3-run walk-off home run lifted North Florida past Central Arkansas 6-3 to keep them in the winner's bracket, and an error in the 10th inning lifted Florida Gulf Coast to the 3-2 victory over 1-seed Eastern Kentucky. Now, those were the only 2 games the Atlantic Sun Tournament got in because there was weather. So, that having been said, I'm not entirely sure how many of these games are going to be played. I know at least the first 3 or 4 are going to be played. But North Alabama and Central Arkansas will resume. They were suspended after 2 innings. They'll finish at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Then 7-seed Queens will take on 1-seed Eastern Kentucky at 1:30 on ESPN+. Then 2-seed North Florida and 4-seed Florida Gulf Coast will be face-off at 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Then there's might be 2 more games later that day. I highly doubt they'll play 2 more games, maybe 1 more at best, but we'll see how this schedule gets turned over, and we'll have all that for you on the next episode. No, it's no big deal right now. But anyway, on to the SEC tournament, where, once again, weather is a factor. LSU continued their momentum, taking down the 1-seed Tennessee 2-1 to advance into the semifinals. Well, that was the only game they got finished, so... Missouri and Arkansas had their game suspended in the top of the fifth. That will resume at 10 a.m. on SEC Network. 7-seed Georgia will take on 2-seed Florida 35 minutes after that game ends on SEC Network. South Carolina, the 11-seed, will take on 3-seed Texas A&M 35 minutes after that game on SEC Network. Then the first semifinal featuring LSU against that Missouri-Arkansas winner is slated for 4 o'clock on ESPN2. I highly doubt they make that, but we'll see. And then the Georgia-Florida winner will take on the South Carolina-Texas A&M winner at 6:30 on ESPN2. Again, I highly doubt that stays where it is, but hopefully they can do their best to get it in. CAA tournament. Mary Sabatica's home run in the seventh lifted hosts UNC Wilmington past Campbell 2-1 to stay in the winner's bracket. Emily Winburn's two-hitter kept Delaware in the winner's bracket with a 3-1 victory over Stony Brook. Then Hofstra eliminated Stony Brook with a 2-0 win to keep their season alive. So the CAA schedule for the day. Four-seed UNC Wilmington, the host, will take on 2-seed Delaware at noon on Flow Softball. Winner puts themselves into the championship game on Saturday, tomorrow. 6-seed Hofstra will take on 1-seed Campbell at 2:30 on Flow Softball. And then the winner of that Hofstra-Campbell game will take on the UNC Wilmington-Delaware loser at roughly 5 o'clock on Flow Softball. ACC tournament. Jayla Wright's 17 strikeouts combined with Amina Vega's walk-off 2-run home run lifted Duke past Boston College 2-0 in 10 innings. You got to give credit to Abby Dunning and Boston College. They put up a great fight, just wasn't able to finish the deal. Clemson got their revenge on Virginia for losing the season series in Charlottesville with an 8-1 victory and Reagan Spencer's two-hitter in the circle. Florida State used two home runs to get the 2-0 victory over Notre Dame to advance to the semifinals. And then Georgia Tech stunned Virginia Tech 6-2 to advance to the semifinals. So semifinal Friday schedule in the ACC. We have the 5-seed Clemson will take on or will be at number 1-seed Duke at 1 o'clock on ACC Network. And then 6-seed Georgia Tech will take on 2-seed Florida State at 3:30, roughly, on ACC Network. MACtion, another tournament that got screwed up by weather. A sack fly by Sammy Bewick walked it off for Miami of Ohio in their 5-4 victory over Toledo to stay in the winner's bracket. Ohio smacked Ball State 8-0 in 5 innings to stay in the winner's bracket. So they may have determined who's playing who tomorrow exactly already. I wasn't able to look it up already at this point. So Central Michigan will open against one of those losers from the first day at 9:30 a.m. on ESPN+. Then the winners bracket game to see who goes to the championship on Saturday, Miami of Ohio, the 1-seed against 2-seed Ohio, will be at noon roughly on ESPN+. Then there's two more games at 2:30 and 5:30 on ESPN+. The American Conference Tournament. North Texas smashed East Carolina 9-1 in 6 innings to advance to the semifinals to take on Charlotte. And then Addison Barnard's 2 home runs, 6 RBIs led Wichita State to an 11-9 victory over Tulsa on their home field to advance to the semifinals. Addison Barnard now has 5 home runs in this American Conference tournament. It's honestly very impressive. And we knew she was capable of this, so should come as no surprise here. But semifinal Friday in the American, 3-seed North Texas, 2-seed Charlotte at 1 on ESPN+. Then the host, 4-seed Wichita State, will take on 1-seed Florida Atlantic at 3:30 roughly on ESPN+. The America East Tournament, UAlbany rolled to the 10-1 5-inning victory over UMass Lowell to stay in the winner's bracket. Brianna Roberts allowed only one hit in Binghamton's 3-2 victory over the hosts Maine to stay in the winner's bracket. And then Bryant combined for 10 strikeouts to knock out the hosts Maine in a 7-4 victory. So the schedule in the America East for tomorrow is 1-seed UAlbany against 2-seed Binghamton at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Then 3-seed Bryant will take on 5-seed UMass Lowell at 1:30 roughly on ESPN+. The Albany-Binghamton loser will take on the Bryant-UMass Lowell winner at roughly 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Atlantic 10 tournament. Dayton rolled to a 13-3 five-inning victory over UMass to stay in the winner's bracket. Loyola Chicago took down St. Louis 8-4 to stay in the winner's bracket. And then UMass held off a rally by St. Joseph's in the 7th inning to keep their season alive with an 8-6 victory. Schedule for the Atlantic 10 tournament for the day. You got 1-seed Dayton taking on 3-seed Loyola Chicago at noon on ESPN+. Then at 2:30 roughly on ESPN+, you got 5-seed UMass against 2-seed St. Louis. The winner of that game will take on the Dayton Loyola Chicago loser at roughly 5 o'clock on ESPN+. Sunbelt Conference Tournament. Louisiana rolled to an 8-0 five-inning victory over James Madison to move into the semifinals. Alder Thompson's double two home runs, 5 RBIs, combined with Libby Baker's no-hitter, led Troy to a 16-0 five-inning murder of Coastal Carolina to set up a showdown with Louisiana, who they did take a game from last weekend in the last weekend of the regular season. And then finally, Bailey Welsh was the hero for South Alabama, hitting a walk-off home run to lift them past ULM 2-1 in 12 innings. Now, the Marshall-Texas State game was had a weather delay and didn't get started, so their game got postponed to 2 o'clock tomorrow on ESPN+. Then at 5 o'clock on ESPN+, Troy will take on Louisiana, the 5 versus the 1. And then at roughly 8 o'clock on ESPN+, 3-seed South Alabama will take on the Marshall-Texas State winner. On down to the Big East. Butler steamrolled to a 9-0 five-inning victory to eliminate Seton Hall and keep their season alive. Kelsey White's RBI double walked it off for Villanova in a 5-4 eight-inning victory over St. John's to advance in the winner's bracket. UConn took down Creighton 3-1 to stay in the winner's bracket, and St. John's steamrolled Butler 12-2 in 5 innings to keep their season alive. Big East schedule for the day. The winners, 1-seed Villanova, 2-seed UConn, will face off at noon on FS2. Fox Sports 2. 5-seed St. John's will take on 3-seed Creighton at 3 o'clock roughly on FS2. And then the winner of that game will take on the Villanova-UConn loser at roughly 6 o'clock on FS2. Big Sky Tournament. Aaron Cavaness held Weber State to one hit in Northern Colorado's 8-0 five-inning victory to stay in the winner's bracket. Sacramento State took down the host Idaho State 6-5 to stay in the winner's bracket. Weber State kept their season alive with an 11-0 five-inning drubbing over Montana. And Portland State knocked out the host Idaho State with a 6-5 victory to keep their season alive. Big Sky schedule for the day. 1-seed Northern Colorado will take on 3-seed Sacramento State at noon on ESPN+. Then at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+, 5-seed Weber State will take on 4-seed Portland State. The winner of that game will take on the loser of the Northern Colorado-Sacramento State game at roughly 5 o'clock on ESPN+. Big 12 Tournament. A stunner as BYU took down Oklahoma State 7-2 to advance into the semifinals. Oklahoma steamrolled through Kansas 10-1 in 5 innings to advance to the semifinals. Texas steamrolled Texas Tech 13-4 in 5 innings to advance to the semifinals. And then Aaliyah Binford's 10 strikeouts combined with Shaylin Govan's RBI in the 6th inning lifted Baylor past Central Florida 3-2 to get into the semifinals. So semifinal Friday in the Big 12 is 6 seed BYU against 2 seed Oklahoma at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. And then 1 seed Texas will take on 4 seed Baylor at roughly 8:30 on ESPN+. Big Ten tournament. Indiana knocked out the favorite and 3-time reigning champs Northwestern with a 4-3 victory battling the rain. Billy Andrews' 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, including the walk-off home run, lifted Nebraska to the 11-2 5-inning victory over Minnesota to advance into the semifinals. Michigan went nuclear in the 5th inning, scoring 10 runs to take down Maryland 10-0 in 5 innings to advance to the semifinals. And then Hillary Blomberg's home run, 5 RBIs, kept Wisconsin's dream run alive as they took down Rutgers 7-3. Semifinal Friday in the Big Ten, you got 8 seed Indiana taking on 4 seed Nebraska at 5 o'clock on Big Ten Network. And then you got 2 seed Michigan taking on 11 seed Wisconsin at roughly 7:30 on Big Ten Network. Conference USA Tournament. Host New Mexico State smashed 1 seed Liberty 11-3 in 5 innings to stay in the winner's bracket. Sophie Weber's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Western Kentucky to the 10-6 victory over Louisiana Tech to stay in the winner's bracket. Then Bryn McManus's 2 doubles, home runs, 6 RBIs led Liberty to a wild 13-10 victory over UTEP to keep their title hopes alive. Conference USA schedule for the day. For the hosts and 4 seed New Mexico State will take on 2 seed Western Kentucky at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Then at roughly 4:30 on ESPN+, 3 seed Louisiana Tech takes on 1 seed Liberty. The winner of that game will take on the New Mexico State Western Kentucky loser at roughly 7 o'clock on ESPN+. Unfortunately for the Horizon League tournament, they had to cancel the whole day. So, they now have 4 games coming on Friday, and their championship has been postponed to Sunday. And the if-necessary game, if needed. But the schedule for the Horizon Tournament. At noon on ESPN+, we have 5 seed Robert Morris at 1 seed Youngstown State. Then 3 seed Cleveland State will take on 2 seed Oakland at 2:30 roughly on ESPN+. Then the 4 seed Northern Kentucky will take on the lowest loser of the seeded loser of those 2 games at 5 o'clock on ESPN+, roughly. And then the game will happen at 7:30 on roughly on ESPN+. On down to the MAAC tournament. Siena is 1 win away from the championship game as they took down Niagara 3-2 to stay in the winner's bracket. Canisius stayed in the winner's bracket with a 5-1 victory over the hosts Marist. And Niagara steamrolled Iona 12-3 to keep their season alive. Schedule in the MAAC tournament for the day. 6 seed Siena will take on 4 seed Canisius at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. 1 seed Marist will take on 2 seed Niagara at 1:30 roughly on ESPN+, and then the winner of that game will take on the Siena Canisius loser at roughly 4 o'clock on ESPN+. MEAC tournament. Morgan State kept their season alive with a 7-4 victory over Maryland Eastern Shore. South Carolina State scored 5 in the 7th inning to keep their season alive in a 6-3 victory over Howard. Serena Esparza's walk-off lifted Coppin State past North Carolina Central 4-3 in 10 innings to advance to the championship game on Saturday. Schedule for the MEAC. At noon, we have 1 seed Morgan State against 5 seed South Carolina State. And then at 3 o'clock roughly, the 4 seed North Carolina Central will take on the winner of that game to see who will go to the championship to face off against Coppin State. Missouri Valley Tournament. Medea Groff's 14 strikeouts combined with Elizabeth Warwick's walk-off double lifted Southern Illinois past Murray State 2-1 in 9 innings. Hosts Illinois State take down Bradley 3-2 to advance into the semifinals. Northern Iowa rolled to a 12-3 5-inning victory over Evansville to advance into the semifinals. And then Olivia Krabiel's home run, 5 RBIs, led Missouri State to the semifinals in a 7-4 victory over Belmont. Semifinal Friday in the Missouri Valley Conference is seed Southern Illinois taking on the host 4-seed Illinois State at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Then 2-seed Northern Iowa will take on 6-seed Missouri State at 5 o'clock, roughly, on ESPN+. Ohio Valley Tournament. SEMO, or Southeast Missouri, rolls to the 9-2 victory over Tennessee State to stay in the winner's bracket. Eastern Illinois scored 5 unanswered to stay in the winner's bracket and take down Southern Indiana 7-3. Tennessee State scored 6 in the 7th inning to stun SIU Edwardsville, or SIUE for short, 8-7, and keep their season alive. Lexi Fair's RBI double in the 10th inning lifted Southern Indiana past Tennessee Tech 10-9 to keep their season alive. So the schedule in the Ohio Valley for today, 3-seed State will take on 4-seed Southern Indiana at noon on ESPN+. Then at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+, 2-seed SEMO Southeast Missouri will take on 1-seed Eastern Illinois for a spot in the title game on Saturday. And then the winner of that Tennessee State-Southern Indiana game will take on the SEMO Eastern Illinois loser at roughly 5 o'clock on ESPN+. Moving on down to the Pac-12 tournament, Shaunti Passy's 3-run home run in the 7th lifted Utah past Oregon 7-4 to advance into the semifinals. Nigeri Kennedy's 10 strikeouts led Stanford to the 4-2 victory over Cal to advance to the semifinals. Caitlin Terry's one-hitter led UCLA to the 6-0 victory over Arizona State to advance to the semifinals. And Olivia DiNardo's double home run, 5 RBIs, led Arizona to the 11-3 6-inning victory over Washington to advance to the semifinals. So, semifinal Friday in the Pac-12's last tournament, 6-seed Utah will be at the host 2-seed Stanford at 7:30 on ESPN2. Then at roughly 10:30 on ESPN2, 1-seed UCLA will take on 5-seed Arizona. Southern Conference Tournament. Kendall Forsyth's 10 strikeouts led Chattanooga to an easy 10-1 5-inning victory over Mercer to stay in the winner's bracket. UNC Greensboro's explosive offense at home led them to the 13-5 5-inning victory over Samford to stay in the winner's bracket. Western Carolina scores 5 runs in the last 2 innings to run away from Mercer 10-2 to keep their season alive. And then Mackenzie Newcomb's 11 strikeouts combined with Logan Champion's walk-off lifted Samford past Wofford 4-3 in 10 innings to keep their season alive. So the schedule in the Southern Conference Tournament. 1-seed Chattanooga will take on the host 2-seed UNC Greensboro at 10 a.m. on ESPN+. 7-seed Western Carolina will take on 3-seed Samford at roughly 1 o'clock on ESPN+. The winner of that game will take on the Chattanooga UNC Greensboro loser at roughly 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Summit League Tournament. Torinishi holds South Dakota to 2 hits in the Jackrabbits' 7-0 win on their home field. Cameron Myers' 21 strikeouts combined with Haley Wilwording's walk-off home run lifted Omaha past Kansas City 1-0 in 14 innings to stay in the winner's bracket. And then Kansas City scored 5 in the 5th inning to eliminate South Dakota 7-3 to keep their season alive. Schedule in the Summit League. The hosts 1-seed San Diego, or South Dakota State, excuse me, take on 2-seed Omaha at 2 o'clock on Midco Sports or the Summit League Network. And then the loser of that game will take on 3-seed Kansas City at roughly 4:30 on Midco Sports / Summit League Network. On down to the WAC tournament, where Utah Valley took down Cal Baptist 3-1 to stay in the winner's bracket. Grand Canyon held off the host Seattle for the 3-2 victory to stay in the winner's bracket. Cal Baptist rode 3 runs in the first inning to eliminate Southern Utah in a 4-1 victory to keep their season alive. And then UT Arlington, or UTA, held off the host Seattle to eliminate them in a 7-6 victory to keep their season alive. Schedule in the WAC tournament for the day. 3-seed Utah Valley will take on 1-seed Grand Canyon at 4 o'clock on ESPN+. Then 2-seed Cal Baptist will take on 6-seed UTA, UT Arlington, at roughly 7 o'clock on ESPN+. The winner of that game will take on the Utah Valley Grand Canyon loser at 10 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. On down to the Big South tournament, which got underway today. Also was delayed a while, so they played at night for these games. Winthrop scored 6 unanswered to take down Longwood 8-3. And USC Upstate took down Charleston Southern 6-3 to advance in the winner's bracket. The schedule in the Big South for the day. 2-seed Longwood will take on 4-seed Charleston Southern in an elimination game at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Then 3-seed Winthrop and 1-seed USC Upstate will take each other on at roughly 2 o'clock on ESPN+ to see who will reach the championship game on Saturday. The loser of that game will take on the Longwood Charleston Southern winner at roughly 5 o'clock on ESPN+. Ivy League tournament, which started on Wednesday, but nobody told me about that they were changing the schedule. But anyway, Princeton advanced into the championship on Saturday with a 3-1 victory over Harvard. And Dartmouth held off Yale for the 4-3 victory to keep their season alive. So there's only one game in the Ivy League today, and it'll be 4-seed Dartmouth against 3-seed Harvard in an elimination game, obviously at 10 a.m. on ESPN+. On down to the Mountain West tournament. Nevada held off Colorado State in 7th to keep their season alive in a 2-1 victory. Sophie Knight's RBI single in the 8th inning lifted the host Boise State past Fresno State 5-4. Nevada rolls to an 8-0 5-inning victory over UNLV to stay in the winner's bracket. And San Diego State scored 7 in the first inning and rolled to a 9-1 5-inning victory over the host Boise State to advance in the winner's bracket. Schedule for the day in the Mountain West. You got 3-seed Nevada against 1-seed San Diego State at 2 o'clock on the Mountain West Network. Then UNLV will take on 5-seed and host Boise State at roughly 5 o'clock on the Mountain West Network. The winner of that game will take on the Nevada-San Diego State loser at roughly 8 o'clock on the Mountain West Network. On down to the NEC tournament, St. Francis opened the tournament at home with a 6-4 victory over Central Connecticut State. Unfortunately for them, that was the only game that was able to be completed. So, the schedule for the day in the NEC or Northeast Conference tournament, 3-seed Sacred Heart and 2-seed LIU will resume their game with Sacred Heart, up 5-3 in the 6th inning at 10 a.m. on ESPN+. Then St. Francis will take on the winner of that game at noon on ESPN+, and then Central Connecticut State awaits the loser of that game at roughly 3 o'clock on ESPN+. And lastly, down to the Patriot League tournament. Casey Ricard's one-hitter led hosts Boston University to the 2-0 victory over Army to stay in the winner's bracket. Mackenzie Hillings' RBI double in the first inning was enough to lift Bucknell past Lehigh 1-0 in advance in the winner's bracket. Then Lehigh scored 4 in answer to keep their season alive in a 5-1 victory over Army. So the schedule for the day in the Patriot League, the hosts and 1-seed Boston University will take on 3-seed Bucknell at noon on ESPN+. The loser of that game will take on the 2-seed Lehigh at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+. So, essentially, as you can tell with that so many games on ESPN Plus. Hopefully weather doesn't affect them too much. We're hoping. We want to get these games in. We don't want to see anyone's shot at making the NCAA tournament dashed because they couldn't finish their conference tournaments. So plenty of good softball across all the networks as it has been this week. It's going to be good to follow. So you should have your eyes glued to ESPN Plus or Big Ten Network, SEC Network, ACC Network, and FS2. Don't forget Fox Sports 2. So plenty of good softball to watch. I appreciate you tuning in tonight. Another late night, as per usual, when it comes to this time of year. But I appreciate you listening. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is your main man, Tyler, signing off with the Around the Bases podcast. Have a great Friday, everyone. Thank you for listening, and good night.